The Carolina Panthers are sending Deontay Johnson to the Baltimore Ravens. So Kansas City goes out, gets an edge rusher, and D-Hop. Baltimore says, okay, we'll play that game. We'll go get a better receiver, Deontay Johnson.
And now Mahomes looking right. Now the back of the end zone caught! DeAndre Hopkins, welcome to the Chiefs kingdom! Your first kingdom touchdown!
The Chiefs should be concerned about this game. At every level defensively versus the Chiefs offense, the Texans should win. Advantage Texans because you've already gotten used to Mahomes. Chiefs should be concerned about this game.
And they give it off. Kareem Hunt lowers the shoulder and takes a Texan right into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Am I giving Houston a chance? Of course.
Chiefs look to the triangle side out route. It is caught. Touchdown. Left front pylon. Xavier Worthy is having a game.
I definitely see this O-line. It definitely has its leap holes, and it definitely has its their struggles. But, you know, I feel like that we can take advantage of that. You know, we got an elite D-line. You know, I feel like Pat's a little banged up, so I don't know if he's going to play or not. But I hope he's mobile enough because we coming in Arrowhead.
You guys plan to get after that?
Yeah, for sure. Pat better make a good decision. I ain't making no threats. I'm making promises.
Mahomes on the far hash in the pocket, stepping up and trying to squeeze through, stays on his feet. 10, 5, Mahomes is into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City on that bad ankle, stepping through the pocket, running all the way to the sweet nectar of the end zone.
I feel it in the sweet nectar of my plums.
Woo!
What an open by Mr. Mac Morey. What an open.
And
well
Mr.
done,
Likens,
sir. No. I don't get any credit. It's all you, buddy. I just sat there and gave you the ideas, man. We are here. We are to Friday.
Woo!
Saturday, actually,
yes.
Dusty.
Oh,
Saturday.
Yeah,
Saturday.
We've been crawling along all week. I'm sure there's a lot of you that share that same energy that it's finally Friday for the Red Friday for the game on Saturday in our world. It's Friday. It's a great day. The game is tomorrow, 3:30.
Pace yourself, right?
That's right.
Pace yourself, Dusty.
Stay focused. Pace yourself, Dusty.
I thought this week flew by, to be honest with you. I don't know if you thought this was a fast week. This was our first five-day week since before Christmas. So
that's weird.
I thought it was going to be a real long, like, oh, my God, we're never going to get to the end of the week into this game. I thought it's flown by this week, man.
This is your first five-day week at school for your kids since, Thanksgiving?
Yes, and then they don't have a five-day week next week with the holiday, and then they go back for a five-day week after that, too. So, yes, you're absolutely right. First five-day week for them is as long as it's been for us, actually.
It'd be really ironic if they were teaching them consistency right now in school.
Hey, one thing about that intro that I heard that I wanted to point to, was it Dominique Foxworth who said they're used to Mahomes now? What the hell does that mean? Used to Mahomes.
I think the sound bites were there were Colin Cowherd, Emmanuel Acho, Greg Jennings, and then Tim Settle.
Okay, because somebody
I think that was Acho.
Was it Acho? Acho's terrible. He is like the worst person on television when it comes to takes.
But he'll
like,
get you there.
I mean, good dude, but I mean, like, his takes are terrible, right? His
so
takes
bad.
Are absolutely terrible. And, you know, sometimes I wonder, you played the game? You know, when I hear some of the stuff that he has to say, used to Mahomes, what the hell does that mean?
Well, nobody knew that he played for the Eagles until it got tweeted out that he played for the Eagles.
I know him from the Texas Longhorns. That's it.
Mac and I were sitting there yesterday putting that together. He was doing the majority of it. And I was like, did you know that he played for the Eagles? He's like, dude, I didn't even know he's in the NFL. I was like, I really didn't. I knew he was in the NFL, but I didn't know like what his tenure was. But
yeah.
Man, you love that kind of stuff before a big game on Saturday. It's our job to entertain and get you fired up.
That's right.
We are, here for you because this is, you know, we're just like you. I mean, Mac and Bob are going to the game. I'm sure they've already like set up their outfits. I'm sure they put their plan together. Mac will do a show with Drew Nixon from 9 to noon. They'll do that on Saturday morning here on 96.5 of the Fan. And then right after that, you get your Chiefs pregame.
Like, that's right.
Just, everything
right
is loaded right here. You don't even need to move the dial from now until
never.
Never.
Yeah.
Like, you just leave it there because you'll get into Saturday, then you'll get into Sunday, then you'll get into Monday, and then we'll be here again, you know,
ripping our lips on these airwaves.
Yeah, so, ripping our takes Monday morning about how we got out there and beat the Texans. The Chiefs have been a double-digit favorite 7 times this season against their opponents. Do you know what their record is in those 7 games?
6-1.
7-0. Oh, they won every game, which they were a two-score favorite. Two-score, because they're an 8-point favorite. So a 2-point favorite or two-score favorite going into this game. They haven't covered one of those games this year, but they've won every one of those games this year. And that ultimately is what matters. And you said getting ready for the game. I was texting Mac from Hy-Vee yesterday about what to get for the game. The gooey butter cake is 100% happening, right?
That is happening.
Because Hy-Vee has these gooey butter cake cookies.
Ooh. Don't do it.
Oh, I had them before. Have you had these things?
That's what I told you not to do it.
Oh, my
God. You'll be back in 3 days.
Yeah. No, so I'm walking down the aisle.
Patch on your
And I bought them one time. I think we had them at one game earlier this year. And I'm like, oh, these are really good. And so I'm walking by them in the Hy-Vee yesterday. And I'm like, I know Momo's making the gooey butter cake.
Oh, yeah.
It's 100%, right? Because
it's happening.
Okay. Good, because I passed up on those gooey butter cake cookies that look absolutely and taste absolutely amazing, because I knew Momo, I can't double gooey butter cake,
right?
It's too
right.
much.
Yes.
No, but you can get them for your house.
No.
I did it one time, because at the old job, it was like on the cusp, like, hey, here real quick, like, you got to bring something. I was like, oh, I don't know what to bring, and I saw those. I bet these are good.
Oh, yeah.
And so I grabbed a box, and I don't think they lasted past noon.
Oh, wow.
Well, they're soft and gooey.
Oh, they're just so good. Yeah, they're delicious,
you
man.
Know you're doing wrong when you eat it. Right.
Yeah. You hate yourself, right? Yeah. Like, I know I'm going to have to run 17 miles.
They're like that dime piece in the office. You're like, just look away. Just don't do it. Just
that's
like
a all good this, song.
All look away, baby, look away. Cody said he's going to have a new song come out if the Chiefs handle business in a large way. Like, okay. If they win by a substantial.
They
said,
blow
you
out or something?
We are the Texans.
Yeah.
He's going to do his version of that, but we are the Chiefs.
Oh, okay.
So
good.
Get ready for that.
Excited for that. Yeah.
Yeah. They play that. I never do the thanks for listening out loud in my car by myself, but what was it, Wednesday?
Yeah.
They played that song.
Right.
On Cody and Gold, and they were both like, what is this? And I was like, thanks for listening.
Dude, we've
like,
been playing that for, you know who started playing that? Ryan started playing that.
Every time that song plays, the text line says, thanks, brother Ryan.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Ryan played that song. Like, that was pre-COVID.
Cody was like, what is this song? Alex like, I don't know. And then Drew was like, is this a real song? And I was like, man, thanks for listening.
Play it, Mac.
No,
get it fired up.
No,
we've been playing this song literally since like 2019, 2018. Mm-hmm. I mean, this isn't something that is new that just hit recently. So I think you're right to say not only thanks for listening recently, but thanks for listening for the last, I don't know, decade. Because we found this thing, and boy, every time there was something with the Texans over the years, we played this one.
Hell to the Chiro, the cinnamon and goo.
Texans love the game of football. Down here, the game is big and it's raw.
News.
So grab a chair and sit a while.
The game is raw.
And enjoy the game. Texas style.
I do love the musical or the music part of it. It's good.
We are the Texans, the Houston Texans. Big Texas skies, big Texas pride.
Go Texans, go!
And we'll fight.
How many guys in this band have a mustache or a
Texans. Hail to the Toro, the red, white, and blue.
Everybody,
the Houston Texans.
I don't even hear this on Red Friday. Give me a break.
So they acted like that was new?
They just had never heard it before. And I was like, oh.
I've never heard any of Cody's songs, to be honest with you.
I get it. There's people that tell me all the time, they're like, hey, your guys' show is so early. Like, I only have to listen to the podcast at, like, noon. I'm like, well, at least you listen, so I appreciate that.
You know, you can start the shows from their full on the Odyssey app, right? Mm-hmm. You can just go in, click 96.5 The Fan, scroll down, start our show right from the beginning, no matter what time of day it is, and you can get the entire 4 hours. I would suggest doing that all day long, but that's just me.
573, I'm out in the garage working out. Stay focused, Dusty. But I'm also so ready for this team to put these national idiots back in place.
I know.
18 texts of everybody else just like ready to run through a wall with Max open there for that Texas game. I thought that was a good like piece together. Like, Deontay Johnson, the Chiefs got DeAndre Hopkins. Coward, sorry.
So I mean, Deontay Johnson is now back with Baltimore, which was a brilliant move by Baltimore because he can't play, and so they'll lose him in the offseason and get a comp pick for him. So that's a really nice play by Baltimore to do that. But that guy was with every team this year in the NFL. Mm. Clearly, it's a him problem.
I know we're kind of really transitioning to something kind of morbid, but we lost a legend yesterday.
Yeah, Bob Uecker.
Bob Uecker.
just a bit up high in the sky in heaven as he has passed away at the age of 90.
90. Yeah, 90. Now it came out late last night, I guess. He was battling lung cancer since 2013.
I knew he was a smoker for a long time.
Everybody was back in those days, right? I mean, oh, yeah, he's 90. He was a smoker. No kidding, because everybody in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, 80s, 90s, and today, everybody was, you know, puffing darts. But Uecker is one of those guys who's legendary. Everybody knows Bob Uecker.
Do they know him as a baseball play-by-play announcer, or do they know him from Major League?
I think they know him from everything. I think they know him from, like, Miller Lite commercials back in the day. I think they know him from Mr. Belvedere. I think they know him from Johnny Carson. I mean, it dates way, way back with Bob Uecker. I mean, this guy was everywhere back in the day for a guy who was never any good at baseball, and he will tell you he was never any good at baseball.
Yeah.
He did an amazing job of making a career out of who he was and everything, and everybody loved Bob, you know?
Now you got to think that, you know, the last one standing, Denny Matthews.
I mean, yeah, Denny's
lost
Ben
a couple years ago.
Yeah.
We lost Uecker yesterday.
Yeah.
Denny's got to be the longest tenured baseball announcer there is in the game.
Well, I think he was prior to Uecker.
Well, I know it was like for his own team, like one team, because it was Vin and it was Denny.
Yeah.
And Denny's the Hall of Famer as well.
Because Denny took over day one. I mean, like Denny's literally and seen never every gone game. Since. Yeah. It had opportunities. He could have gone to the Cubs. I think the Yankees wanted Denny Matthews at one point in time, but, you know, he always
that
stayed would here.
Number two, Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
Number two. Doesn't have the same ring to it. You got to keep the... You got to keep them separate.
Yeah.
Ball outside to Ibanez. Royals down 4-1.
Like, you got to keep that in Kansas City and keep now batting for the Yankees. Number two, Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
Number two.
Bob Shepard, like the voice of God.
That is just an iconic voice.
It is. It's one of the most iconic voices of all time. He used to do Giants football, too. So he was the PA for Giants football and Yankee
touchdown baseball. Pass to number seven.
Oh, it was like Sims to Bavaro, touchdown.
Yeah, it's crazy how those sort of people are so, I don't know if that's influential. I know when I met Denny for the first time, it was hilarious. I told the story where we took a selfie together. I said, can we take a selfie? And that wouldn't be a selfie, Dusty. It'd be two of us. Selfies one. Okay. Let's do this.
Awesome.
I was a young, inspiring college student that I haven't met. Him and Bob Davis and Wyatt Thompson.
Best.
Those were the three guys I met in one day. And I was like, I don't know if it gets any better than this with like these guys being so genuine. But this was Bob Uecker's last call in baseball.
Well, New York down. They did it. And the crew... We'll have it end here tonight. Really a crushing end to what was a fabulous season for the Milwaukee Brewers. I'm telling you, that one had some sting on it. Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you in part by...
You know,
we don't know.
Nobody's listening anyway.
But I will say, I think that was the game that Pete Alonso hit.
It was.
Pete Alonso always ruined it for everybody.
I know. Now Pete Alonso doesn't have a job.
There's a stadium here in Kansas City that he could probably make small.
Yeah, we'll probably take Pete Alonso, right?
They all love him.
So that guy on the broadcast with him, Jeff Levering is his name. And I stumbled.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Pond, an interview with him from last night on Channel 6, I think it was, in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And this was the quote that Jeff Levering gave. He says, "As soon as I said, 'So long, we'll talk to you next spring,' I took my headset off and cried like I haven't cried in a really, really long time." He knew that was probably Bob's last game. Now, they never told anybody that Bob Uecker was sick, so the fans didn't know. We didn't understand.
I love that way.
Yeah, I do. But
it's
happened
more recently than we've seen.
Yeah, it really has, where you just kind of go out and don't tell anybody and kind of do your thing and whatnot. So, look, he's 90 years old. He's entitled to his privacy.
It's a hell of a life, man.
It's a hell of a life to live. He lived a great life. Like, I think Bob Uecker, as we talked about earlier in the week, like, you'd love to be Travis Kelce if you're a guy. Like, if you're a dude, like, if you would have traded lives with Bob Uecker, lived to 90, be an actor, be a baseball player, be an announcer, kind of a cool gig, man. Like, that guy lived life to the fullest. And so that's really sad to kind of look back and hear these stories now that everybody kind of knew he wasn't going to be back for another year of Brewers baseball. It's really sad, man. But that's baseball. That's why baseball is different than everything else. It has that emotional side to it, man.
No doubt.